Peter Metcalf brought his business, Black Diamond Equipment, to Salt Lake City some two decades ago. He says that after a systematic search of the western United States, he decided nowhere else could match Salt Lake City as the place Black Diamond needed to be located.
No other city in America that is juxtaposed against a mountain range like this. We wouldn't be the company we are today had we relocated anywhere else at that very formative point in our young history, which was and remains, quote, to be one with the sports we serve, absolutely indistinguishable from them.
Since then, Metcalf has been an enthusiastic and often outspoken defender of the outdoors. He, in fact, has gone up against Utah Governor Gary Herbert in opposition to the proposed legislation that would take control of federal public lands in Utah. He says you can work in collaboration with elected leaders, but sometimes he feels it can be more effective to work in opposition to them.
So we like that, and we have been, myself, BD, have been very much engaged in that approach to working on issues. But we also recognize at times you are part of the loyal opposition, and that rather than be muzzled and agree to things that are just not right, you speak up in a very strident and constructive manner to challenge the ruling ideas or opinions because they're just not right.
He says Black Diamond's collective activism has impacted its business positively since it represents what its customer base finds important.
People who appreciate the vibrancy of a community that has that vibrancy in part because of this access to these well-stewarded, pristine and inspiring open spaces and wilderness and mountain areas that surround the community. And that is the definition of really Salt Lake and Park City, is that we have this unique asset called our natural landscapes.
Metcalf recently made comments in Outside Magazine in strong opposition to the proposed ski link gondola connection between canyons and solitude resorts, saying it, quote, smacks of insider deals and cronyism fueled by a bigger is better Disneyland mentality. He says the local citizens don't want this type of development, that what they value is protecting recreational open space. That's why he says the public regularly votes for open space bonds.
Because we believe in the value of open space. It's just ironic that here we are taxing ourselves to the tune of over $20 million voluntarily, and then our elected officials going through no public input process take lands that are already protected, that were protected 100 years ago, that are some of the most heavily used recreational lands in America, that are wilderness, and go to sell them off to a private Canadian developer. I mean, that just seems to be so antithetical to what the community is doing.
He says the public and other elected political leaders like Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, former Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, and current Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams overwhelmingly oppose Ski Link. Metcalf says the fragile watershed is just one of the downsides of Ski Link, and while proponents say it won't harm the watershed, he says pay attention to what those who actually manage it say.
And so when Jeff Niemeyer, who's in charge of the water utility, has concern, do you believe him or do you believe a real estate developer? I'd go for the people who are tasked with securing the integrity of our watershed, wouldn't you?
That's Black Diamond Equipment CEO and Park City resident Peter Metcalf. Metcalf's article in Outside Magazine is called Powder Nightmares, drawing on the title of an article by Ski Link proponent and president of Ski Utah, Nathan Rafferty, titled Powder Dreams. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.